So it's just a matter of straightening that out, and it didn't arc anymore. But unfortunately, back then, 4D32s were pretty hard to come by. So mine, I had like three or four of them that I'd collected, and none of them would take grid current on 10 meters. So I extricated the 4D32 socket and built a little sub, or rather, I guess you'd call it an above chassis module I built up with 361-46Bs, and I just kind of bolted that down to the chassis. Didn't really change anything about the chassis on the Viking 1, just kind of floated this surface chassis over the hole, and yeah, it's run that way ever since.